Review of this piece by Jeff Cottrell begins rather unimaginatively, with a straightforward literalism that desperately wants to emulate the tone of an educated critic, using terms such as literalism and emulate for effect. By the second sentence, you realize you're in for some kind of postmodern self-reflexive parody, but Cottrell quickly undermines the formal tone by switching you to the second person for no reason. The piece carries on quite aimlessly, dragging on with the same theme, with an overly complex sentence that runs on and on and on and on, with no apparent sign of its ever having been edited right down to its most tight and clear and efficient form of verbal expression, but rather choosing to be redundant through repetition, more repetition, and saying the same thing over and over in different ways. Then, finally, there's a shorter sentence. But the damage has been done, and Cottrell finds himself flailing at the end of his first paragraph, yearning for a clever closing remark to make a transition, but unable to come up with even a modestly catchy turn of phrase. At this point, Cottrell seems to be aware that he has shot his whole load in the first paragraph, and thus, for a cheap laugh, resorts to such crass, vulgar imagery as shooting one's load. Then the attempts at clever self-reference continue, but without any real accomplishment. Like a starving man reaching for one solitary breadcrumb he knows won't help him, Cottrell throws in a poor simile. On top of that, his attempt at a metaphor is a pathetic, wounded animal, and his penchant for clichés leaves something to be desired. Cottrell cops out with the smug trick of pointing out various literary techniques by using those very techniques, but even supposing that were funny, he ruins the stunt by explaining it openly. The worst part is, there's no payoff. Where is this leading to? Does he really think changing the tone with rhetorical questions can save this mess? So on to the second page, the piece continues, and Cottrell is once again just looking for filler. You almost get the impression that he's trying to stretch the whole composition out to a full 4 or 5 minute length in order for it to fit in with many of his other stories and monologues. But he can't do it, because there just isn't enough substance behind the theme to sustain a piece of that size. And even if there were, Cottrell would be better off simply ending it right there and leaving his audience wanting more. But does he have that kind of restraint and self-awareness? Of course not. He just keeps on writing and writing and writing, wasting everybody's time with the same thing over and over and over and over, even though he's clearly running out of fresh ideas. Even when he does finally come up with something new, the grammar he uses is real bad. In conclusion, review of this piece is a formulaic and forgettable flop, complete with gratuitous alliteration. It's just another one of Cottrell's contrived, indulgent, overlong, one-joke monologues without any real soul behind it. If only Cottrell had the courage to challenge himself and write something from the heart, without being satirical or relying on a bag of clever but cold, shallow gimmicks, perhaps he could make some significant progress as a writer beyond the realm of local community radio. But alas, if this is the best he can come up with now, he is doomed to a lifetime of literary obscurity. And even if Cottrell is satisfied with that, the least he could learn to do is come up with better endings.